Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. This is Thomas Watson here, sitting in the corner of the historic Clay County Courthouse, and we're coming to you once again live and in living color on this beautiful Thursday morning. This this show is the Clay County Corner, and we come to you each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. This is a public service show about what's going on in and around Clay County, Tennessee, and of course, this is through the auspices of the three-star program and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and we can be heard here every Thursday morning, as I said, on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country, and also, this will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m., so want to remind everyone that you can get us on the web. Compliments of the Dale Hall Horizon. So go to their website, dalehallhorizon.com, and they have got a bunch of the shows there, and you can stream the audio from those and listen to them at your convenience. We've got a great show lined up this morning. Got some great guests coming in here in a few minutes, and being the first of the month, we've also got a bunch of announcements, and we're going to maybe take you through what's going to be going on here in the county this next month and throughout the summer, now that the tourist season's about to begin. It's going to pick up over here in Clay County and around Salina and Dale Hollow Lake, and we'll try and keep you abreast of all of the things going on in this area. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back in a minute, and we'll have some local news and some things going on here before we get our first guest.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home.
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, as I said before, I'm sitting in here in the corner of the historic Clay County Courthouse in what used to be the old, Circuit Court Clerk Office, where we used to come in and pay your fines and get your license and renew driver's license and all those things. I guess a lot of good memories in this room. If we could just bring them all out and get them to talk on the radio, we probably would have a tremendous show here one day. But right now, there's a couple of things going with the school systems right now, with our athletics. I know our baseball and softball teams are involved in the district tournaments. And I think the girls played last night, and I'll find out just in a few minutes. One of my guests is one of the coaches from over at the high school, and he'll fill us in on what happened on those last night. And also, on another level, I think the TCAP testing's over, so I guess the teachers can relax a little bit now for maybe about 30 seconds before they start worrying about next year's testing program, which I think is going to be an entirely new thing. So I guess maybe a little stressful time for them here for a little while. But some of the things been going on in the county and things that are going to go on. Last weekend here at the square around the historic Clay County Courthouse, we had our Cumberland Run crews in. We had about, somewhere over 100 cars, very high-quality vehicles this last weekend. It was a beautiful weekend. The sun was great. We had a number of, high-quality cars. Of course, their owners, and then we had numerous folks just meandering around the courthouse here and talking to people. We had Dennis Smith giving an exhibition on how to whittle a cedar log down to a toothpick. So a lot of people were just amazed that they'd never seen someone sit around the courthouse square and whittle like we used to do back a few years ago. But last weekend we had the catfish tournament up at Horse Creek Boat Dock in memory of Bobby Massengill, and I think Bailey Massengill won that with a big fish, 22-pound flathead cat, I believe. So that's this past weekend. But now some things coming up here. In this month, we've got the Highway 52 yard sale coming up. I think that's the 15th and 16th of this month. And over at the, here in Salina, over at the fairgrounds in the women's building, we've got our hometown picking and grinning on Saturday the 16th, beginning at 6 p.m. And they have some great musicians and great music over there. And then also we have on the 23rd is our fourth Saturday Clay County Opera at the courthouse. And once again, we'll be moving outdoors and having a group of pickers and grinners just sitting out on the courthouse square picking. And of course, people are invited to come by, bring your lawn chairs, and sit and enjoy some great music. And then going on down, looking on down a little bit later on in the summer, we've got in June, the Clay County Fair is going to start June the 9th. And then that'll last through June the 13th. There are all kinds of activities going on with that. And I know we'll have representatives from the fire board in over the next few weeks talking about the Clay County Fire. And this is one of the earliest fires in the state of Tennessee. And, of course, we want to especially invite everyone out for that. And looking on down, the 4th of July, we've got always our Rock the Dock thing up at Mitchell Creek. It's coming up. And I know in July, the Lions Club truck pull, got that going on. And then on down at the end of the month, of course, the homecoming day is coming up. And that also includes all the activities going on around the square. And also that we have a homecoming day's car show, which I guess is an outgrowth of the original car show here in Salina that began back, I don't know how many years ago, with the old annual free catfish fry that we used to have here up at the Donaldson Park. where we had a group of guys that came in, and I think maybe Earl Napier at Napier's Drive-In Restaurant donated fish, and we had a bunch of guys like John Eads, Spuddy Brown, some of those guys that came out and cooked fish, and then we had a big car show over in the grass over there, and I think that's probably our first car show, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe maybe the Moss Volunteer Fire Department was in charge of that to begin with, and that's been a number of years ago. And then, of course, in September, our Moonshine Days are coming up, and then also we have our 9/11 tribute, then the roller coaster yard sale's coming up, and then we have our chili cook-off and fall festival, which is also later on. So here in and around the square in Salina, we have all kinds of activities going on this entire summer, and I know this is the beginning of our tourist season here, so, you know, we've got to have things going on here around the square to attract our tourists off the lake and down to Salina a couple of times a week, and that's kind of what we're looking for and working toward here with all the programs we've got going on here in downtown Salina. And as we said before, this is, you know, part of our three-star program to place an emphasis on rebuilding at the center of our small towns here in Tennessee, that you know, that the businesses, a lot of them have left the square and moved out, a lot of them have closed, and you know, we're trying once again to place a lot of emphasis on activities around the center of our old town. And right now, let's take another little short break, and we'll be back hopefully here in a few minutes with our first guest.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obie to the latest handbags and accessories, rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back here again, live at Lake County Courthouse. And, of course, one of the drawbacks, too, at doing a live radio show is if one of your guests is a few minutes late, I guess you get to listen to me as I fill in a few minutes. Our first guest was scheduled to be James Allen King, who is with the East Highway 52 Fire Department over in the eastern part of the county, and also he his full-time job is an EMT, so he may have had to make an emergency run this morning, but we've got some things we can still talk about until he gets here, or our next guest gets here. I know coming up this Friday, we've got our annual Iris show. That's Friday, May the 8th. This is an annual contest every year where local folks bring in a single bloom from one of their beautiful irises. And I've got some of those. I'm going to get mine out and enter some of them again this year. You bring in a single bloom in a bottle or a container of some kind. That's just one bloom to a stem. And that lasts from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock on Friday morning. And then the judging is at 11:30. And that is sponsored by the Clay County Family and Community Education folks. And also in conjunction with that is the Clay County Chocolate Fest going on down at the community center also. And this is a pretty good deal, too. They bring out all kinds of chocolate goodies down there and put them on tables there in the community center. And for $5 a box, you can go around to the table and pick out whatever you want from all the chocolate goodies they got placed on the table. And they said this lasts from 9 a.m. to noon, so you can start on your chocolate fest a little early on Friday morning. And for $5 for the box, you can, like I said, walk around and fill it up with whatever you like. And this is sponsored also by the Clay County Family and Community Education Club, and it's an annual fundraiser for their Relay for Life. So those two things are going on this Friday down at the community center. And let's see, also this Saturday, May the 9th, beginning at 5 p.m., is the East Clay County Volunteer Fire Department with their fish fry banquet and auction. And this is all the fish you can eat, free drinks, plus French fries, coleslaw, and dessert for one low price, and that is for each adult. It's $20, and this is all the fish you can eat, and children are $5, and six and under eat free. And this will be located at 9684 Willow Grove Highway. This is the temporary firehouse at Larry and Cheryl Shell's place. So keep that in mind, and also they've got auctions going on. They've got what's called a 52-card buyback silent auction where they've got a whole bunch of stuff that they're auctioning off. This starts at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, these donated items, and looks like they have a six-hour fishing charter by the Striper Fun Guide Service of Captain Jim Durham. And also they're giving away a 22-250 rifle and a muzzle loader. So this will be a great way to finish off a Saturday afternoon. And then also, we've got a notice here from the Jobs for Tennessee Online. They're having a career coach event over at the Salina United Methodist Activity Center, and behind it, this Jobs for Tennessee Online is a traveling, computer center that they take around to all over the state of Tennessee, and this will be taking place in conjunction with the Grace Free Meal Program. This is May the 12th, from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, like I said, over at the Salina United Methodist Church, and there will be employers there recruiting for various jobs. They've got workshops for resume writing, and also they can do basically anywhere in the state of Tennessee. And they will be bringing a mobile lab with a Tennessee career coach, and it's staffed with professional career specialists. And they'll have workstations online, and they will go through the whole process of showing you how to go online, how to search for a job, work on resumes to make yourself look more attractive to prospective employers. And this is a part of the Jobs for Tennessee program that's been going on for a few years here in the state of Tennessee. And also, we want to remind folks, we had someone, I think, last week talking about this. The Clay County River Hospital is celebrating its 50th anniversary. The hospital has been here now, we'll be here for 50 years. And they're going to have a big celebration down at the Clay County Recreational Complex. That's over at 215 Arcot Road. They've got county, state officials that are going to be attending this thing. And they're going to be serving hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, cookies, drinks. And they're going to be set up and have live music going on, games for the kids, and lots of door prizes. So this is going to be a tremendous 50-year celebration for the Cumberland River Hospital. And also a little farther on down, this is on later in the summer, the East 52 Volunteer Fire Department is having their annual motorcycle ride and classic car cruise fundraiser. I think this is the fifth year they've done this, and this is June the 20th. And it'll begin at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they gather out there at the firehouse. And for a $20 fee, everyone goes on a pre-selected cruise through the beautiful hills here in Clay County and the surrounding area. And like I said, they charge $20 for the driver, $10 for a rider, and then when they get back, they have a big meal there at the firehouse prepared for everyone. So everyone needs to remember that and help those folks out over there. I know they're one of our more active volunteer fire departments. That they are forever entering contests on Facebook and that type of thing, trying to earn them a little bit of extra money so they can buy the equipment they need. But I want to keep that in mind. And right now we'll take a little short break, and I think I've got a guest come in, so we're going to bring Coach Daniel Strong in. We're going to continue a conversation we started back a little while back about the history of football here in Salina High School. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Your path to recovery isn't like mine.
You have your own struggles with mental health issues.
Your own challenges with substance use disorders.
You also have your own abilities and strengths.
But when you need a hand,
reach out until you find one.
For information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. and Human Services.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
My daughter got whooping cough when she was only 2 months old. Her cough was so bad she couldn't breathe, and she was in the hospital for nearly a week. Doctors told us that even though Mary Grace was too young to be vaccinated, we could have protected her by getting vaccinated ourselves.
I'm Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Adults need a booster vaccine to protect themselves and those around them from whooping cough. Ask about it the next time you're at your doctor's office or pharmacy. Visit adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I've got Daniel Strong here with me today. He is the assistant principal over at the high school and also an assistant football coach over there. And we were just talking before we came back on about our spring sports. I believe he said that the softball team and baseball team, they're playing in the finals tonight.
Correct. District 7A championships. And first of all, thanks for having me on again, Thomas. Baseball team plays against Jackson County tonight at Jackson County. If I'm not mistaken, the game time's at 6 o'clock. And that is for the District 7A postseason championship. And the girls play here at home against Jackson County as well in the same contest, District 7A championship game.
They've had some battles with each other all year, haven't they?
They have. Baseball, I know, I believe they split with Jackson County in the regular season, and I believe they've split again maybe in the postseason. Coach King down at Jackson County's got a good program, and certainly Coach Nelson and our young men at the high school are doing a great job this season as well.
And I know our girls won the conference championship. I think they were undefeated.
Undefeated in district play, got into the tournament, won the first game, and dropped the second, and now we've battled back, won the last two. Won two games back-to-back last night against Clark Range, then Jackson County, and play again against Jackson for the ultimate championship.
So it's all even now.
Everything's even. That's right.
That's pretty tough when you drop down in that, even with only – you know, four or five teams. You drop down that loser's bracket, it gets tough on your pitchers.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially in high school with baseball. But I know this year we've been blessed with more than one good pitcher.
Yes, Coach Nelson's had he's almost had a major league type rotation. He's had three, if not four, guys that are quality pitchers. And that's probably the key to their success.
I think it is, especially in Class A and high school baseball, because there is a limitation on the number of innings they can pitch, I guess, in a week.
I think no more than 10 innings in 2 days.
And there's no exceptions for district tournaments or anything in there.
No, absolutely not. It's that's when the scenarios get pretty tricky.
And I know this does qualify both teams for the next round of the regions.
Yes.
And I think tonight will be played for home field advantage.
Correct. If each team wins tonight, they will have a region game at home. If they lose, they'll travel. But we are guaranteed a first-round region game.
And I know that the district tournament in baseball has been taking place up at Clark Range, but I think they have an agreement if one of the number one team, when they get in the finals, if it's not the host team, they can move it to their school?
Yes, and fortunately for both teams, that's good. It would be a shame for Jackson County and Salina to travel to Clark Range to play one another when they're 15, 20 minutes apart.
Yes. I know that that's a lot of travel.
It is. It is.
And there's no really good way to get to Clark Range from here.
No, that's
maybe,
true, Tom.
Maybe by helicopter. Well, Daniel, I know you were on the other day. We were looking back through some of the history of football here at Salina, or Clay County High School it is now, which was back at Salina High School for a while, and we may have been Clay County High School when the original football team was organized.
We were. I think, as we mentioned last time, from 1919 to 1932, we were Clay County High School, and then it transitioned in 1933 to Salina High School.
I guess we had three high schools in Clay County then, maybe. I know we had
Willow Grove
and Salina.
I guess Hermit Springs
had
one at the time.
I don't think Hermit Springs ever had a football team.
Not to my knowledge.
But I know the Willow Grove, I don't think Willow Grove had a football team either. I think
Strong basketball program, from what I understand.
Strong basketball. From the stuff that I've read over the years and looked, and I know a lot of the players that came down to Salina High School after Willow Grove, they were stars here with Salina High School down here.
Yes.
And I know some other families. I know the Sewell family, Coach Roy Sewell's family. I know Roy was an outstanding athlete up there. And, of course, they moved over to White County, and he coached basketball over there for about, 300 or 400 years, I guess. One of the greatest coaches ever in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, well, Clay County's been blessed. Fortunately, a lot of them have stayed, and unfortunately, a lot of them have went to other places for their careers, but a lot of great coaching and playing talent has came out of Clay County.
Now, I remember another name, you're familiar with, another man named McKinney Sidwell, I think he wound up playing basketball over at Tennessee Tech. His family is from that area. He was related to the Sidwell family that were lawyers here in Clay County. So there were a number of those guys that I think there was a big battle among the local schools around here after they closed up there. Who was going to get all those great basketball players?
Well, certainly, certainly, any time a school closes, it's tragic for a community, but it does increase sports programs sometimes.
Well, Daniel, what are we going to talk about this morning for a few minutes?
Well, you know, me and you mentioned a little bit about history last time. Let's talk a little bit about some individuals. You know, just a little disclaimer before we start. Certainly, this is not an all-inclusive list, but just want to go through and mention a few names that folks will remember from yesteryear. Don't have anything specifically from our two famous Tobacco Bowl teams in 54 and 55. There's so many of those two teams. But, you know, in the late 50s, there was just a wealth of good teams here coached by John Teeples. And some of the highlights of those teams would include folks like Mayfield Brown, Earl Davis, John Clark Donaldson, Jerry Fox, George Melton, Jerry Stevens, Faye Donald Watson, and Harold Watson, who obviously came back and coached later. But, you know,
let's stop there just a second. I know one of our losses in the Tobacco Bowl was to Madison.
Correct.
I believe.
The second one we had, and then 55.
And that, I don't know where you, I guess you're familiar with what's now known as the legendary fourth quarter clock down at Madison maybe the next year when we were playing them and had maybe a tie ball game or a little bit of a lead or something, and we had the old clock on the end of the field that the hands turned, and the minute one of the hands was turning, but the one that lowered the time down didn't turn for about 3 or 4 minutes.
Well, that hopefully that went into our favor.
No, it didn't. we were down at Madison.
Okay, well, I understand that. Home field advantage for those guys.
I know. Also, I was small at the time, but we played them up here, I think, the next year. And, of course, just me, this is me interjecting some things, but I know that the coaches from UT came up to scout, I believe, a player from Madison named Chuck Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And while they were here, they noticed a guy from Salina named Earl Davis.
Correct.
And they signed him, I think, basically that night. You know what I mean? You know, hey, they wanted him.
Yeah.
And I think Earl went up there and stayed a little while. But, you know, with so many of our athletes back in those days, they were farm boys, and a lot of them had never been much farther than Tompkinsville, Kentucky. And it was hard for them to adjust to college life. And I know Earl didn't stay long, but there's no doubt in my mind, had he stayed, we would probably be looking at an All-American here in Clay County at this time.
Absolutely. I've heard many stories about Mr. Davis, and I'm sure that had he stayed, he'd accomplished great things. And as you say, so many factors go into a young man or young lady staying at college. I'm sure there's a certain responsibility they feel for their families and home. And
widowed mother, I think, in his case.
Exactly.
Thing.
Exactly.
But this is, of course, a good group there. The names you're looking down through there, you look at Mayfield Brown, John Donaldson, who is a veterinarian here in Salina, Jerry Fox with the school system a number of years. These are all very successful Clay County citizens.
Absolutely, and that's what's impressive to me is a young child growing up around here getting to look at these men as leaders of the community, and then as I've went back and looked through some of this stuff to realize that they played a huge part during their student athlete careers as part of our school culture and local sports.
I know you look down and you see they're all Upper Cumberland Conference, all Cordell Hull Conference. I got the players today, you know, I think we play in a little conference now.
Right.
And it's got five, six teams in it.
Yeah.
I think at this time, these conferences included every school in this whole area. There wasn't any such thing as that in those days.
Right, no classification.
White County, Putnam County, Carthage.
Yes.
I think maybe even all the way down to Manchester, all the way up into, of course, up to York Institute. And there was, I think maybe at one time, nearly 20 schools in this conference. They play each other every year. But you had to play so many teams in the conference, and to win that conference was a tremendous accomplishment in football.
Absolutely. You know, not to take anything certainly away from the more modern players when they receive all district honors or something of that nature, but you could almost say, compared to the old days, it's a little more watered down, a little bit harder to achieve these postseason accolades in the old days.
And I think maybe that to get to go to the Tobacco Bowl, I guess you had to be the Upper Cumberland Conference champion. May I'm not sure, but no, that can't be true because we played Livingston one year and we were
correct.
They may have just chosen. We were probably ranked maybe one or two in the state that year.
I think that each of those bowl games had a selection committee similar to today, and they looked at different teams, who would be good players against one another, and certainly who would bring good crowds in Salina and Clay County's. You know, been known throughout the years as great supporters of their teams and always travel well.
And you know that I guess those first two Tobacco Bowls would really be called equal to a state championship today.
Pretty
if there wasn't any such thing.
Correct. Yeah, Tina West Able didn't put something like that in until the late 60s, early 70s. And for all practical purposes, I've always grown up hearing that was equivalent to a state title game at the time.
Okay. We better be careful. We'll spend the whole time right here.
It'd be
let's look at some of these other names that you have here.
Well, going on down into the 1960s, and once again, we've had a wealth of great players, and this certainly isn't all of them, but a few from the 60s, early to late 60s, that you may remember, folks like Walter Lee Arms, Larry Austin, Daniel Boone, Mel Brown, Jerry Burnett, James Capps, one of the first big men, one of the big linemen that we had around here.
Signed a scholarship at Western Kentucky, and once again,
yes,
one of our local farm boys that...
We got
the judge.
Correct. Folks like Noel Cherry and Kenneth Cherry, Stephen Chipwood.
Must mention Kenneth's name, who went to West Point.
Correct. There's just you could go on and on with the success stories that we've had out of this little town, in this little community, Clay County as a whole. Stephen Chitwood, Champ Ed Clark, Jack Napier from the mid-60s, Donnie Peeler, the great Russell Richardson. Most folks will remember him as an outstanding coach, but just a wonderful player. Dennis Smith, Jerry Strong, David Turner, Wallace Walker, Danny Watson, your brother, if I'm not mistaken, Thomas, and Butch Young. And folks, there's that many more that were outstanding, but just a great group during the 60s. And that was at the end of Coach Teeple's career. He finished in 69, and what a pleasure I'm sure it was for those guys we've named to get to play for a man like Coach Teeple.
I wish also, you know, looking back, of course, as you said, my brother was playing, so I did go look at a few of the practices in the fall. If I guess the coaches in those days today would be arrested probably on site for child abuse.
That's quite likely. I'm sure it was effective, and times were a little different back then.
There was some. I can't see any SE school practice today being any tougher.
No.
Than those Salina High School football practices were back in those days.
I've heard stories of from my dad and other guys of that era of piggyback 100-yard sprints carrying somebody quite often maybe larger than on your back for 100-yard sprints. And, you know, that would be – somebody would be dismissed these days for that.
I think some of our guys after high school went into the Marines and thought, golly, when's the hard stuff start?
I'm sure that Coach Teeple's, you know – is with our coaches today. Sports not only are great for their competitive nature, but so many life lessons are established early in young men and women from high school sports. And I know that that tutelage that they received from Coach Teeples in the 60s was still something that helps them today.
And remember, he did it all by himself.
Correct. Yeah, very much so. I think Bobby Westmoreland, towards the end of the 60s, came in and was one of the first assistants that we ever had here.
Okay. Right now, we're between the 60s and the 70s. We'll take a little short break and maybe try to earn a little bit of money to keep us on the air next week. But we'll be back just in a minute, and Daniel and I will continue on with this.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You are invited to family to Tri-County Electric's 2015 annual meeting on Thursday, May the 7th, at Allen County Scottsville High School in Scottsville, Kentucky. Registration begins at 5:30 and the business meeting at 7 p.m. One lucky member owner will win our grand prize, a 2000 Chevrolet Blazer, and two students in our service area will win iPads. We hope to see you there. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we get back to Daniel again, I think we need to take care of something else here, and that is our list for our birthday and anniversary club this week. And we want to remind everyone that to call in beginning after the show today for birthdays and anniversaries that will be taking place between May the 8th and 14th. Now, remember those dates, 8 through 14, because it's very important. Because if you call in for one on the 15th or 16th, we put it on a list, and sometimes those lists get lost. So if you call one in this week and it was past the date of the 7th of May, you may need to call back in again. But remind everyone, like I said, this is sponsored by the Salina Dairy Queen, the Grill and Chill Shop here in Salina. Great bunch of folks over there, and we're very, very pleased to have them sponsoring this for us. And to put their name on the list, you can call 243-5574, and you'll get the answering machine, and make sure that you speak slowly and clearly so we can understand, and we can get your friend, relative, loved one, and make sure we get their birthday or anniversary on here. But right now, we'll go through those that I have here today, beginning with the first one, Randall Gass. And he wish a happy birthday from his wife, Juanita. And then also we have Billy Ray Ashley. Says he's 85 years old, and that is from Jerry, Lori, Kylie, and Katie. And then also, May the 2nd, Zaxton Honor York, who's 3 years old, and this is love from Mama. And I'm not sure exactly which day their birthday was on, but the Buford twins are celebrating birthdays this week. That's Haley and Hunter. And we want to wish them a happy birthday. And then also, Chris Smith from Mandy, a birthday this past week. Judy Shelley from Sherry Green, and Danny Smith from his sister Gina. We've got Jimmy Johnson. This is called in also by Sherry Green. Ben Bailey, who was 14 years old on the 5th, and this is from Steph and all the rest of the family. And Kobe Bowles was also 12 on the 5th, and also Bonnie Denton celebrating a birthday. Let's see, this one says Shay Rich started his last year in his 20s, and this is from Christy Rich. Jordan Key was 1 year old, and this is from Heather. Cale Trowball, turned 7, and he says he loves fishing. And this may be a little bit of a plea for sympathy here or something. Says he loves Dairy Queen ice cream cakes. Well, I do too, but they won't give me one. This is, hope he wins. This is with love from Mimi. And Champ Langford is celebrating a birthday, and this happy birthday from Andrea. And also, Ms. Lee and White called in Larry Head and wished him a happy birthday. And also on the 2nd, I'm about to forget that one up there, she also called in Will Smith from out in the Moss area to wish him a happy birthday. And let's see, on today, Robert Burton, happy birthday from your wife, Pat. And that concludes the ones that are within this week. And we will be back toward the end of the show. And I've got a bunch of numbers over here, and I'll get Daniel to draw one of them out, and someone will win a free Dairy Queen cake from the Dairy Queen here in Salina, Tennessee, our proud sponsor of this part of our show each week. Okay, Daniel, I guess we're ready to talk about the 70s a little bit.
Yeah, getting a little bit more modern here. I'm sure there's a lot of folks listening that'll remember watching these guys play. You know, Salina football and Clay County football was just so strong during the 50s, 60s, and 70s. You're hard-pressed to look through and find a bad year. There were some great teams in the 70s, and a few of the more memorable names off of some of those teams are folks like Ralph Andrews, who was a great running back in the mid-70s. James Bartlett, who I know you had the privilege of coaching in basketball. I wished I could have watched him play. Arguably one of the better defensive linemen we probably ever had.
You know, looking down through this list of the 70s, there are a number of names on there that were two- and three-sport players that were tremendous football and tremendous basketball players, because we were lucky enough to win both football and basketball a number of years in the 70s.
Yes, and at a time when I know a lot of other programs were highly competitive as well. Kenny Birdwell, another solid lineman from the 70s. Young man at that time by the name of Greg Craig, played here his senior year. He had been at Monterey his previous years, and I know I've heard stories from my Uncle Bill Napier about how him and Mr. Gary J. Strong and a few other guys went up and kind of recruited Greg to come back down here his senior year to play ball. And in 1973, I know the football team was, I believe they had a record of 3-7. And that would have been Bill Napier's junior year. And their senior year, they went 10-1 and went to the Lions Bowl and won. And the only game they lost that year was to White House. And I said, Uncle Bill, what's the difference between your junior year and senior year? He said, Greg Craig. And I said, just one guy. He said, absolutely. So Greg Craig, even though he was a one-year guy, certainly a huge contributor to the success of the 74 season.
How about one of the good stories there real quickly? I think on fourth down at about 20, Coach Watson called timeout and called. He was also the punter, called him over and told him to punt the ball away. Well, from the time he left the sideline, he got back in punting position, he decided he was going to run it. And he did run it, and I think maybe he gained about 21 yards.
Well, I'm sure that Coach Brown, or Coach Watson, rather, at the time was initially a little aggravated, but once he saw the first down was God, it was probably his idea before it was all over. Well, folks like Kevin Donaldson, who I know has been on this program several times, just a solid player in the mid-70s. David Henson, Dwayne McLaren, one of the most bruising running backs that we ever had, who played in the late 70s.
At Austin Peay, I believe.
Correct. Yeah, that is correct. Johnny McLaren from the mid-70s, just a very talented receiver. Bill Napier, who we'd mentioned earlier, one of the better quarterbacks we've had. Andy Partee, he was the defensive MVP of the Lions Bowl in 76. Gary Plumlee, another guy who's lived here locally and been a great member of the community. He was a solid ball player. Randall Short, Roger Short, another great quarterback that we had. Merle Thompson and Junior Wicks. And certainly, like we said earlier, so many more could be listed, but those are a few highlights.
Can I throw something in about Merle? Danny Merle Thompson.
Yes.
Danny Merle Thompson wears a Super Bowl ring. He finished his football career, and I think maybe he retired last year. He was the equipment manager for the Indianapolis Colts for a number of years.
I didn't realize
Still lives in Indianapolis. I keep up with him on Facebook. And like I said, he does, every once in a while, he'll put his little picture on his finger with his Super Bowl ring. And that's a tremendous accomplishment.
Oh, yes, sir.
I don't know how many folks in Clay County even knew that, but his entire career was as the equipment manager for the the Indianapolis Colts.
That's certainly an impressive story. I didn't realize that, Thomas. We, like I said, a lot of success in the 70s, primarily Coach Harold Watson coached during that time. I went to two bowl games in the 70s, in 74 and 76, both were the Lions Bowl. Just really, really stepped up our football program during that time under Coach Harold Watson's tutelage. And a young man at that time by the name of Russell Richardson was assisting him. And as we got into the 80s, he took the program over. And had probably the most impressive run as a head coach. Coach Richardson coached 9 years during the 80s and had an overall record of 75-29.
A tremendous man, a tremendous teacher, tutor for the students, both on the football field and off. A great friend of mine, a tremendous loss to this community when we lost him. I know he was... He was a mentor for a lot of the kids. I know we were there at the same time, so supported each other in each sport, and we had a number of players that played both ways. I don't think we ever discouraged any of our players from playing for the other.
Yeah, that's when players see their role models, the coaches and the teachers in the school working together and encouraging both programs, it just makes each one stronger.
It certainly does.
Going into the 1980s, probably the most impressive 10-year run, if you looked at our history by the decade, during the 1980s, I was looking last night, there's been 13 seasons over the years where we won 8 or more ball games, and almost half of those were from the 80s. In 81 and 82, we went 9-2. In 83, we were 8-3. In 1985, we went 11-3. In 86, we went 8-3. In 89, we went 10-2. Just a strong decade of football for Salina. Some folks from that era, from the later 80s, Stephen Arms, arguably the greatest quarterback that we've had to play for our program, statistically speaking.
I believe right in the middle of his career, he had a double compound fracture of his leg.
He did. If I'm not mistaken, his junior year in an away game at Grundy County, at the time he was on pace, I think he was leading the state, all classifications in most every category, and just a tragic injury. I know a young Brian Burchett at the time came in and took over the quarterback role and did an outstanding job, but very bad injury his junior year.
I know it took him a long time. I think the doctors first thought he never would play athletics again, but he did come back. And senior year, he was a little bit late getting started senior in basketball, but he made it back and played basketball his senior year and was a tremendous, tremendous benefit to the basketball team. Great athlete.
Got a few children coming through school now who looking forward to having those guys up playing the high school ball for us. A pair of brothers, Eddie and Scott Barlow, both were great players in the mid to late 80s. John Carlisle, he's over Macon County now. Well, I wish we had his two children playing football for us.
I think they're both starters in football.
Absolutely.
And basketball.
Great athletes. And John was an outstanding player here. He was the offensive MVP of the district at one time.
Great basketball player.
Yes, good size, good agility, just a solid player all around.
He was a starter as a freshman on one of the state tournament teams in basketball.
That says enough. Gary Eads, Jonell Eads' son, just an outstanding player in the early 80s. Somebody who was almost like these modern quarterbacks of today, running option-style offenses. Kenny Garrett, our all-time tackle leader, who played in the late 80s. Folks like Brian Hossel and Jason Hamilton. One of our most celebrated athletes, Jimmy Crane Cole, from the mid 80s. Just an outstanding player.
Well, guess what? We're going to have to say to be continued. We'll take about another 3 or 4 weeks, and we're going to come back and do some more on this.
That sounds great.
And make a mark or so and know where we got to, and then we'll delve into some other things, and maybe you'll do a little more research, and we'll have some more on some of the ancient times. This is all, you know, interesting. Some of it is fairly new history, and a lot of it is some older history. And I started coaching and teaching here in the 70s, which was a tremendous time to begin. We both football and basketball made a turnaround in the years that I was here, and we became one of the mid-state powers.
Absolutely.
And it was, you know, people don't know the pleasure that you receive from watching the kids that you coach, and also the young men that Coach Richardson coached. I don't know very many football games that I missed during those years, and they were just a tremendous time here. But I guess we had better do a birthday and anniversary club winner here. I'm going to throw these little pieces of paper over there, and you just draw a number out, and we'll give somebody a cake.
Let's see. What about number 15, Thomas?
Number 15, that would be... That is... look like... Oh, no, that can't be. It can't be Cale Trowbaugh. There ain't no... But it is. You didn't know who that was.
No, it was a blind draw, I assure you.
Cale Trowbaugh. John's not here today. We don't have the certificates with us, but next week we'll have the certificate here, and we'll have Cale's name on one, and after next Thursday, Cale, you'll be able to pick up your certificate. Okay, all right, the engineer says we have some out at the chamber, so just disregard that, and I'll go by and sign one, and you'll be able to pick it up after a while today if you want to come by and pick it up. I still think, now, Daniel, you had to see that. after he bargained for it and told us how much he loved it. But, well, folks, I guess that concludes our show for today. Daniel, it's a pleasure having you here with me again today.
Thank you for having me.
This is to be continued. This is kind of like the season finale on these TV shows. We'll make them wait about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Before you know it, we'll be starting a new season in the fall.
Yes, and I want to remind everyone that we've got the baseball and softball going on this afternoon. Get out and support those folks. And in closing, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obi to the latest handbags and accessories, rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally. You are invited to bring the whole family to Tri-County Electric's 2015 annual meeting on Thursday, May the 7th, at Allen County Scottsville High School in Scottsville, Kentucky. Registration begins at 5:30 and the business meeting at 7 p.m. One lucky member owner will win our grand prize, a 2000 Chevrolet Blazer, and two students in our service area will win iPads. We hope to see you there. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.